DJW Mobile. Echo DJW. You already there?
Here.
Pardon. Said it'll take me 53 minutes to get there.
All right. Well, y'all going to Ingalls first?
This is out of the way for where I'm. Where my map drew the line, Ingalls would have been. I mean, yeah, Ingalls and Easley would have been a long way out of the way.
Right here, then.
That's affirmative.
You get when you get close or you get into town, give me a holler. And I'm not sure what GPS is going to do for you out here, but I mean, we'll give it a shot. But I'll be monitoring the radio.
Okay. Well, my car recognized the address right off the bat and plotted me a course without hesitating. So, but I looked at where Easley was from there, and it was like 10 miles out of the way. So I decided just to take my car's direction, take my chances. But it recognizes the street address to take me straight there.
Sort of. You got a maybe 3/4 of a mile on a road that's not listed, so just keep that in mind.
Okay, will do. I expected something like that. That's not atypical, but I just talked to Johnny a few minutes ago, and he was leaving Tractor Supply, so he thought he should have been there at 1:30, so he was rushing because he thought he was late.
Y'all good. Okay, well, I'll see you in a little bit. When you get closer, give me a holler, and I'll walk you on in.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Will do, W4DJW Mobile. Hey, Rusty.
That was Chad in there with you, and also, y'all wandering around out in the countryside this afternoon, Dave?
Potential field day sites.
Okay. Yeah, we're supposed to meet at the Ingalls here. I think I'm at the wrong Ingalls here in Easley. Is it at 410 Belzer?
Ingalls. Somebody said there were two of them. I'm not sure which Ingalls in Easley.
Let's
see if I got it. But there should be other people on the radio that are going to Ingalls so that you can stay in touch with them when they get there and you get there. If neither one of you sees the other, then one of you's at the wrong Ingalls.
Ingalls on the coming into Easley, that Ingalls.
There was two, and I don't know which one it was. I'm not headed to Ingalls. I'm going straight in there. So keep your ears open on here, on this frequency, and I think you were supposed to, I think you're like 20 minutes early. You're supposed to be there at 2 o'clock, right? Okay, well, nobody shows up the next 20 minutes. Just stay active on the radio so that if somebody shows up over there and they're waiting and you're not where they are, then you can know, get instructions from them on where to go.
YHY, I'm at the Ingalls on 123 with the gas station.
Fresh?
Yes.
Yes.
Driving.
A white car, a white Lexus.
A white Hyundai, or actually a Kia.
Yeah, W4DJW.
Or YHY, that's a negative on my part. I'm up towards the Gas Express in a parking spot. There we are. HY, there's two of us at least.
They're good and early, too, so if anybody else is hunting, you'll be able to explain to them where you are.
YHY 73.
Mobile. State Park Road.
104HK. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Patrick.
We'll make it down. But are y'all going to look over at Chad's place?
Affirmative.
In there, so I know what it looks like.
I haven't. This will be my first trip over there. I don't think I've been to Liberty since I was a kid. It's a long time since I've been over there.
And it's not too bad from my place if I come down the mountain. But yeah, getting in there, your GPS will probably get you lost that last little bit. So
radio in my car.
y'all have a good time today, and let me know how it goes. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.
4DJW Mobile.
MN0TR.
Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Dave. I just wanted to throw this out there. KO4QLG, Chris. He can tell you every single little curve, line in the road, road sign, whatever, getting in there, if he's available. I don't know if he will be or not, but it's Chad's cousin, and boy, he's good at directions. But coming out of there, every single time, I've got lost. So make sure you know how to get back out of there. Of course, you've got a better memory than I do, but it's in the boondocks.
Home button on my car. I just press home and say, giddy up, and it takes me home.
No, but I would bet you it'd take you to I-85, and I don't like that, but may not bother you.
I imagine there will be a time that it does. Driving at night doesn't bother me yet, but I'm looking like it's probably going to start in the not-too-distant future.
But, when I did follow that, it was easy. But it took me down through easily in the main part of town at rush hour, basically, if I remember rightly. But Sunday might not be a bad day. I'm not sure of that.
Somebody else trying to get in there. If somebody else is in, wanting to break in, go right ahead.
What was that national forest we wound up in last time, Rich? I don't know. It was like 105 miles or something. Got to see a lot of pretty country, though. It's north of there. I don't know. I didn't really care. We were leisurely riding around, but I didn't want to go that far.
When I was a kid, there wasn't any GPS. All we had was paper maps, and we only got them out as the last resort. We used to go up and around that area, north of that area, and get lost all the time. Wind up in Fisca.
But it's beautiful up there, and we met some really nice folks in a little bitty gas station I pulled in there. I always go in and buy some, but I really wanted to use the restroom. But they were really nice. One guy, I think, he was from Pakistan, and the other guy was a local, and both of them were really fluent about the area and very kind. I really enjoy that kind of thing when you meet new folks like that.
Space, because there's probably a lot of people traveling in that direction, and they might want to get in. But, it is nice when you have the time to be able to do that. You're not in a hurry. I thought when I retired, I would never be in a hurry again. Au contraire. This is very, very different. W4DJW.
Hey, Dick, I'll shut up because there's folks out there. But have a good time. I think they had it at Jeans once. W4FHJ, I think it is. And, boy, that seemed like it was a nice spot, but I didn't go up there, to be honest with you. But it's a pretty drive where you're going, so you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. It's in 0TR.
Check it out, see how it is. A long drive to go to field base shouldn't be too bad of a thing. You're stimulating being where you're not comfortable, getting out of your comfort zone, so that shouldn't be too bad. Anyway, you and Bernice, enjoy the day. W4DJW Mobile.
The DJW KF4NXY.
How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing out there?
So good. I'm just doing what my GPS tells me to do. So far, it's working.
When those things first come out, my brother-in-law used to call it the little woman in the box, and he'd do whatever she said to get him to wherever he was wanting to go.
I knew I did have them take me to the wrong side of the airport or take me around in circles multiple times. They were like that when they were new, but they're a little bit better than that now.
You can set them up to take you the shortest route or the fastest route, and some of them, somehow, they're aware of traffic conditions and will go ahead and send you on a detour around road construction or a wreck. It's kind of phenomenal what they've progressed in the last 10, 15 years with electronics.
In airplanes for years, airplanes being able to automatically navigate and stay on a straight line versus a pilot trying to do that with a map and a compass on his knee. Very difficult in an airplane where you don't even have any roads. You're just up there.
I took one pilot lesson many, many years ago, and the instructor said, head back to the airport. And I said, okay, which way's that?
I imagine that's not what he wanted to hear, right?
Probably not, but he kind of pulled one on me, though. He got me to cut the engine off and the propeller come to a stop. And he said, you see all those fields down there? We could glide this thing in for a landing if we had to.
Same thing to me, except he didn't tell me he was going to do it. He just shut the valve off, and I'm flying along all of a sudden the engine quits. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, what are you going to do now? And I said, I'm going to pick my primary and my secondary.
I'm glad this guy didn't do it that way with me anyway. But, yeah, I hadn't spoke to you in a while. We just got back from the beach. We went down there for a week for my birthday. We got a little timeshare we go to every year. And anyway, just wanted to holler at you. Be careful out there on the wheels, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
I'm just Marie. Enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day out here. I've been inside most all the day, so it is really nice to get out and see the blue sky and the white clouds and the sun on the pavement and the green trees. It's really nice to get out of the house every now and then. You guys take care and have a good day. W4DJW Mobile.
4DJW, KF5WLL.
Hey, you.
Out to the house from church, and I'm getting ready to head that way here in a minute.
Are you going to the Ingalls and Easley, or are you going direct?
I'm probably going to go direct, but we'll see once we get on the way.
A couple of guys waiting at Easley so far. There might be more by now, but they are, and they're listening to their radio. So if you get confused about which Ingalls, they should be able to explain it to you.
About the one there on 123 at 93, right there down, almost downtown Easley. I think that's the one they were talking about. But yeah, I should be on the way here momentarily.
See you there in a little bit. W4DJW Mobile.
KA5WLL.
DW and Gerald TR. I just had a quick question, Dave.
Go ahead, Tom.
Question driving at night. Are the pressures in your eye okay? And there's a reason why I ask.
I just know that when I was going to get LASIK, they told me it wouldn't work for me, so I dropped it.
Oh, okay. Well, when they did mine, and it's not called LASIK anymore, it's far, far advanced, a femto laser, but they did a goniometry, I think they called it, and it starts with a G. And if ever you're getting that, it's not macular degeneration, I think it's glaucoma. And everybody gets it eventually, I think. They drill a little micron hole back there. I don't know if they do it with a laser or what. It's just another little procedure. Don't amount to anything. But it stabilizes those pressures. So if you run into that, there's your tip of the day.
I don't know anything about that yet. All I know is my license runs out in October. The 10-year period does, and I have to renew it. And I'm hoping the people I got glasses from will send them the information so they won't ask me to read that chart. And that's all that's my full knowledge of the subject matter.
Well, I'd heard pluses and minuses on this that I had done, and mine's still 2020, so I can't complain. I don't know how many years ago I had it done. I remember telling you about it a long time ago, probably 5-6 years or so, and I'm quite a bit older than you, but I don't regret it one bit. Anyway, 73's Dave, W4DJW and 0TR clear.
Are you telling me about it? I'm glad that's working for you like that. As long as I'm still able to solder fine glass and drive a car, I'm good. I don't want anybody poking at my eyes until it has to happen. So eventually I guess I'll get there, but I don't feel like I'm at that point yet. Anyway, take care. Good talk to you. W4DJW Mobile.
04YHY. Is anybody else meeting at Ingalls? It is 4 minutes still. We're getting ready to leave.
5WLL Mobile. That's negative for me at this time.
Right.
5WLL Mobile heading towards a potential field day site.
04YHY, we are departing Ingalls.
YHY, KO4NUE. YHY, KO4NUE.
You've got KHY for it. Well, whoever I am, but I'm in and out on the radio. It does not work when I'm rolling.
You hear?
Picket fence.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and put this out. All stations coming to the field day site. you're going to turn, when you turn into a red gate, you're going to come down a gravel road through the woods, probably half a mile maybe. When you see the gravel road opens up into an open field, turn and park your car at the top of the hill. If you're in a truck, just park everybody at the top of the hill. And you walk on down to the camp. So, all stations, when you come down a gravel driveway, park at the top of the hill. When the driveway opens up into an open field, just turn to the right and park at the open field. You'll see the camp at the bottom of the hill.
YHY, thank you for the info.
KO4NUE, KA5WLL Mobile.
KO4NUE.
Is this off of Reagan's Road area? Just wanted to make sure I got the right one on GPS.
And Leroy.
Does Whitmire, does that come off of Reagan's Road area?
That's looking for Roanoke Church, Roanoke Baptist Church.
First copy.
LKO4NUE. Leroy, you know where the Pickens County Administration Building is?
Do you have an idea where it's at?
Mile from the police department. And about a mile from the fire department in town. As the crow flies, deer camp is probably 2 miles from there. But you'll have to come down Roanoke to get to Whitmire Hill.
I'm coming from Taylor, so I'll be a little late to getting there, but I'm on the way.
Brand UE, standing by.
For DYH, W4DJW.
Thanks, Glenn.
How many miles out are you?
Miles now.
Okay, you're ahead of me then. I got 15 miles to go.
Anybody at the Ingalls?
I think they already left.
But dang.
If there, you may as well just go ahead on in. W4DJW.
Okie dokie, we're going to need directions.
Put 280 Whitmire Hill Road in Liberty in your GPS and it'll take you there.
Be you're going to have to let me get out of traffic. Stand by.
You're ready. W4DJW.
It's okay, Dave. Go ahead.
Whitmire is one word. Hill is another word. And I think it's road, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And Liberty. There's only one of them in Liberty.
Whitmire, Hill, Road.
That's affirmative. It should come up that there, your map program should come up that there's one in Liberty.
Murray, Johnny, K5WLM. One in Newberry.
WD40YH.
See you there, W4DJW. I'm still 12 miles out.
And for me, it's about 5 minutes till three or so. I'm on the way.
For NUE, there's a white car at the top of the hill. Station, didn't hear anything. Is there a white car at the top of the hill? Over. Too close. If that's you, just come on down to the cabin.